Let's go to Michigan in the United States and speak to Peter Pienaar, who is a researcher and a blogger. You may see his work on Afrobarometer. Peter, welcome to the programme.
Thanks. It's great to be on today.
And you tweeted that the Gambia is testing West Africa's resolve to protect democracy. So what is in it for those ECOWAS countries, those West African neighbours, to potentially get involved here?
Well, ECOWAS is really cultivating a norm of constitutionalism in the region. And this really began with ECOWAS deterring coups in the region. And military coups has been a problem, as well as political instability and civil conflict. So the principles of constitutionalism are very important for ECOWAS. And this has begun to extend to elections, election quality, the election monitoring that ECOWAS does, as well as now the transfer of power. And so ECOWAS has been at the forefront of ensuring peaceful transfers of power through elections over a number of years. And when that hasn't gone through peacefully, such as in Cote d'Ivoire in 2010-2011 in their presidential election, ECOWAS has shown the ability to use force to ensure that a transfer of power takes place on the basis of an election.
And tell us about the point that was made earlier on before you came on, a point from one of our Gambian contributors that senses some hypocrisy. In fact, it was our Nigerian contributor sensing some hypocrisy amongst some of these leaders who choose not to obey ECOWAS when it suits them. Is that a fair point?
Well, I think that's a common thing when we look at international institutions and regional institutions, is that sometimes decisions that are made, such as, you know, decisions at the ECOWAS court, are not always abided by. So you see this in international institutions more broadly. But in terms of the leaders that are currently in ECOWAS, you notice that a number of these leaders are former opposition leaders themselves. So Buhari had run multiple times for election in Nigeria. Nana Akufo-Addo, now the president of Ghana, the same thing. And Macky Sall was a former opposition leader at one point as well. And so you really see, at least on the issues of elections and power transfer, a consolidation of a coalition of West African leaders that are okay with having a power transfer to somebody who had won the election from the position of being in the opposition.
Well, look, thanks for now. We're going to pause there for the news headlines. We're going to continue to keep an eye on exactly what's happening in the Gambia, but also, of course, at the Gambian embassy in Dakar, Senegal, where that inauguration is due to take place. No news coming to us yet about whether it indeed has. Thanks for now to Abdu, to Salimatu, to Somto and to Peter. And of course, those of you listening in the Gambia, I know lots of you do. You can get in touch with us and continue to update us using WhatsApp. The number is +44 7730 751925. We'll be back in a few minutes' time.